And here we go. It is your Monday right now with Travis and Sliwa on 710 ESPN. It is a $1 million Monday. We've got your chance at a mil as we begin 9 hours of LA sports talk. We do it each weekday. 9:55 a.m. Travis and Sliwa. 12:55 p.m. the OGs, Mason and Ireland. And 3:55 p.m. Sedano and Cap for your afternoon drive. So yesterday in the Southland, at the same time, Travis was hosting Rams pregame while Sliwa was hosting Lakers pregame. And then both teams got shellacked. I'm sorry, guys. What happened yesterday at SoFi? We're going to try to uncover it. And Travis is going to mention Jared Goff for no reason. Meanwhile, I mean, Lakers, it was just preseason, so we're not worried about that. Plus, we've got your real Dodgers talk, and it's National Taco Day. Well, that's something to be excited for, kids. Travis and Sliwa, your Monday right now.
Here we go.
Live from LA Live. Sweet tea, Travis Rogers. Hit him in the face, Sliwa.
I'll still take the face.
Travis and Sliwa right now.
Yeah. There was quite a bit going on yesterday, Al. There was,
Morales ready to go. Look at Morales.
He's always
open.
Ready to go.
Kind of got me fired up here.
I'm not going to do it, by the way. We'll see. Maybe I'll do it. You never know.
You'll find a way to do it.
You never know.
Here's the funny thing. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but you'll still find a way to do it.
Probably a pretty safe bet along the way. Don't forget all of the things that Chris mentioned. We're going to talk about the Dodgers and where they ended up, and the Rams got absolutely torched yesterday. They looked really lousy.
Yep.
We'll get into the Monday Night Football game. Mm-hmm. The Lakers opened up their preseason.
Fourth quarter, Lakers, Nets, 6 minutes left to go. Let's break it down.
All of that. Yep. And $1 million Mondays, right? This is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. You got to listen all day to play $1 million Mondays. And just for playing the game, you could win Rams Lions tickets. There you go. I knew you were fired up for that. Rams Lions tickets.
Ooh.
The return of that guy, October 24th at SoFi
Jared
Stadium.
Goff. Jared Say his Goff. Name. Put some respect name. On his name.
You can do that. So make sure that you're listening all day long. We're going to give you a winner. Sedano and Cap will give you a winner. Mason and Ireland will give you a winner.
Everybody.
So we got you covered all day long. Where do you even start after a day like that? I mean, you were at Staples Center.
I already broke it down.
You got it. You ready?
I already broke it down.
Hit me.
6 minutes left to go. Lakers defense was awful in that fourth quarter. They're outscored by 23. I mean, just pick it up. Can I just say this?
Sure.
Wednesday, Lakers have the Phoenix Suns, 3 p.m. start in Phoenix.
Okay.
Some would call it a must win.
Yeah, some might.
Some would look
some might.
At the second game, Trav, to be honest with you, I don't know where to start. I think probably the smartest place to go from here, let's talk some Dodgers baseball.
I just am glad that the Lakers did us all a favor and didn't play LeBron and didn't play Melo didn't play Russell Westbrook, because then there would have been a whole nother thing, a little bit easier to kind of prioritize where we're going with this stuff, that those guys had the afternoon off. 106 wins.
Mm-hmm.
106 wins, mm-hmm. And that's not good enough?
Second place 106 win Dodger team that now finds himself in a wild card on Wednesday.
106.
That by the way this ended, the fact that the Padres won a game on Saturday to put some pressure on the Giants going into Sunday's game. Okay, now the Giants have to win. If they don't, there would have been a game 163rd tonight. It's almost poetic that it finished off the regular season this way, that it came down to one game, that it came down to the final game of the regular season, that the San Francisco Giants, when their back was against the wall once again,
they
came
up.
Through.
Yeah.
Tip your cap whether you want to or not. That's an unbelievable, unbelievable season that the San Francisco Giants had, 107 wins. And the Dodgers, as great as they've played, as great as they ended off the season, couldn't make up the ground from 3 months ago or whatever the case is and find themselves one game back.
No, the Dodgers have won 9 of 10. How many in a row have they won at home? Like 12?
15.
15.
15.
Excuse me. I thought it was only 12. 15 in a row at home. They are playing their best baseball of the season, mm-hmm. despite getting some bad luck yesterday, getting some bad luck on Friday night. And they still won 106 games. That's tied for the franchise mark. It was an extraordinary season. And here we are, about 2 days away from maybe it being over in 9 innings, or maybe it being the beginning of a back-to-back World Series run. I am so deeply
extreme.
Conflicted between this entire thing, because let's just start right here, and I want you to listen to Dave Roberts, where he's talking about the regular season and what winning 106 games means.
I'm really proud of our guys. I think, to go through what we went through and to win a lot of ball games, it was a great regular season. It was. you have to give credit to the Giants. They had an even better regular season. And so they went out and as a perennial annual National League West champions, as we are, they took it from us. I don't think that we just gave it away. Our guys didn't waver all year. And so it's not the path that we planned out, but now our focus just turns to Wednesday and winning a ball game on Wednesday.
I think he nailed it. I that's exactly right. This is not a team that was projected to win 110 games, and for injuries or trades or bad luck or poor performances or whatever, sneaks into a wild card with 85 wins. It's not what happened. They did almost exactly what they were projected to do, maybe a little bit differently with a few different guys than you would have thought of. But I don't look at this as some, hey, what have they done? They won 106 games. What else are you supposed to do other than exactly that? They fought down to the last single day of the season, and here they are. It's just that the Giants put together this miracle season where they didn't lose for 2 months. Mm-hmm. It's just an extraordinary compliment to them. Dodgers did have a great regular season. There's no other way about it, even if it didn't result in a division championship.
You said something right there. You said, what are they supposed to do? I don't think they could have done anything more in the regular season. Trav, could they have got a couple games? You know, can we look back and say, well, you know, if they didn't do this against Cincinnati, or if they beat St. Louis 3-4 a month ago, you can do that with any matchup through 162 games. But I'll tell you what they can do at this point: win Wednesday.
I honestly, Al, I can't.
That's what they can do.
We'll get there. I'm going to get there, and we can talk about it. I've already spent more time thinking about who should play first base on Wednesday than maybe I've considered any other question in my entire adult life.
You were in Bergman's office as if it was a board of directors meeting that had gone on for 7 hours, and you both walked out sweating.
This is more important.
And stressed out, and I think you guys still didn't figure out who's going to play first.
I had the conversation with you guys. Mm-hmm. I've had the conversation with Greg. Yep. I've had a text conversation with a friend of mine who is my baseball insider. Yep. I had another text conversation with some other buddies who watch baseball pretty closely, and I've gotten like six different opinions on who should play first base.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm working my way through all of
this. Okay. Can I say this, because this was so much of a conversation over the last couple of weeks. I really respect, and you might disagree with me on this one, I really respect how the Dodgers played through the regular season. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to bode well for them. Walker Buehler was fantastic yesterday. Walker Buehler's had two solid starts in a row that if we had a conversation about a little bit of doubt from Walker Buehler, he's got to feel good mentally walking into the postseason. He really does. What did he strike out yesterday?
Was it 11?
11 in five innings, something along those
fantastic.
Lines.
Fantastic.
And really, you know, they kind of threw in the towel after five innings anyways, because they knew, okay, San Francisco is going to end up beating the Padres, so they could be a little bit more strategic with their lineups and start taking guys out. But I genuinely believe this. I think if the Dodgers stopped fighting for the division a week ago, I think I'd have a different taste in my mouth. I think you'd have a different taste in your mouth. I think a lot of Dodger fans would have had a different taste in their mouth. I think the fact that they played it through, they did everything they possibly can and got within one game of catching the San Francisco Giants. And I think through that process, Julio's looked good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to talk about Walker Buehler. Scherzer hasn't looked good
talk about Walker Buehler, but keep going.
He looked like the Walker Buehler that you're accustomed to watching.
Yes.
And I think that also can bode well in the postseason.
For
Scherzer,
sure.
We'll find out on Wednesday, because I think there's a few question marks there.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that they played it through. I think this will help them. And unfortunately, the way that this is all, you know, obviously built, it's going to come down to one game against the St. Louis Cardinals. But I still walk away 162 games saying that's the way they should have played it.
I agree with most of that. I respect the fact that they fought to the very end. I respect the fact that they had two games they had no business winning, right? They had the game where they hit the four home runs in
against
the
Padres.
Inning. Weren't supposed to win that game. Yep. They had the game where they fell behind. Was it 5-1 against the Brewers?
And that's right.
Trey Turner hits a grand slam. Yep. The Brewers are really good.
Remember, they were down 9-5 to the Padres when they came back and went 11-9.
So they've fought like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. When you say, I respect them for that, me too. Me too. I don't think, and this goes back to what I've been saying for a couple of weeks here, and I'm not talking about, you know, setting up for the wild card and all that. I really don't know how much momentum there is on Wednesday because Cardinals were just unconscious. Right?
Well, they have momentum too.
They do, but they've also lost three of their last five. The mm-hmm. Dodgers are playing their best baseball of the season. That Corey Seager had three. Corey Seager raised his batting average something like 20 points in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's almost impossible to do this late into the season, and he did it. Trey Turner gets two hits a night. Justin Turner is hot. You've got all of these things. Bueller, but it comes down to the total, complete, and it's exhilarating and exciting and terrifying simultaneously. The randomness of one game. I think the Dodgers will win. I think they have a better team. I think that they're playing really well. I think that they are fully focused and present like you're talking about. This is no, hey, we got this thing coming. They've been playing do-or-die games mm-hmm. for 2 weeks. Okay, they're locked in. It doesn't really matter once that first pitch gets thrown on for both sides. I don't think anybody really has the advantage lies in that the Dodgers are a little bit better than the Cardinals, maybe more than a little bit. They won 16 more games than the Cardinals did. Mm-hmm. That's more than a little bit. But Adam Wainwright's a real pitcher in a real game with real experience. This is not some kid who's having a great season, who's never pitched. This is a guy that's been around the block a long time. Same thing for Max Scherzer. Bunch of those Cardinal players, guys like Paul Goldschmidt, those guys aren't going to be nervous in this game.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Turner's not going to be nervous for these guys have been through this. That's why it's so scary.
But you know what, Trev? When you set it up like that, it makes me even want to lean more towards it's set up for you. And I know it's baseball, and I know anything can happen in one game. You're at Dodger Stadium. The place is going to be rocking. Max Scherzer is on the mound. How many runs did the Dodgers have over the last five games?
46 runs in 5 games.
46 runs in the last 5 games. I think Trey Turner has 41 RBIs, okay? But
you're probably not far off.
I know what you're going to say, and I know that a lot of listeners out there probably feel the same way. It's a nerve-wracking game you got coming up on Wednesday. It's BS that they're in this position, that they're in their spot. I could go through all this. But Trav, if you walk away from Wednesday winning, you take care of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hey.
I know you don't want to talk about the momentum and things along those lines. That takes you right up to San Francisco on Friday with Bueller or Julio grabbing the ball and let's go. And I think it could be kind of a catapult, like you mentioned, to potentially getting back to back
World Series. I think if they win on Wednesday, I think they win the World Series.
They're still the favorite. By the way,
yeah.
Have you ever heard of a wild card team, the favorites to win it all?
No, I haven't. But how often have we seen a wild card team with 106 wins? Yeah. You know, look, here's somebody. Whether it's the Giants or Dodgers, potentially both, 107 wins, best in baseball, 106 wins, second best in baseball. Mm-hmm. One of them will be out in the division round for sure.
Yep.
Potentially both of them could be out in the division round. If St. Louis beats the Dodgers and then turns around and beats the Giants, they could have them both out before you've even gotten to the semifinals.
And Major League Baseball really wanted to protect the Brewers.
You know,
I get it.
It's funny you say that. And mm-hmm. I was thinking about this because of the formatics of it all, right? Go back to 1993. That was the last year in Major League Baseball before there was a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants won 103 games and did not make the postseason. They changed the rules.
They made the adjustment.
They changed the rules. I would not be surprised, and especially considering that you're going into a CBA year, right, where they're going to renegotiate the collective bargaining agreement.
This is an easy fix. Easy fix.
I wouldn't be surprised if by the time we get to the next baseball season, if it's not a, hey, look, let's seed these according to win totals.
100%. It's an easy fix, and I think there was enough of – who was it that wrote the article a couple weeks ago about, hey, just embrace
Bradford
how exciting?
Doolittle. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's wrong because it was exciting. It's just not right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just the system is not right. You know what's exciting? It would be incredibly exciting to see the Lakers and the Nets in the first round. Mix all the divisions together.
High.
Yeah, stakes are it doesn't mean it's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you would like to participate in the show today, Travis Lee Nation, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, you can send us an Ask Slee on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So we got a lot of Dodger baseball to get into. We haven't even talked about Clayton Kershaw's season probably coming to an end. Max Muncy's
unbelievable
postseason maybe coming to an end. That doesn't look so good. As also, we got that to get into. And we got to talk about the Rams getting absolutely smacked yesterday. They were not good. Matt Stafford was bad. The offense was very, very stagnant. The defense gave up a ton of yards. I thought, Al, that Sean McVay had one of his worst days as the head coach of the Rams. I thought so, too. Yep. I thought that there were a couple of decisions. And this wasn't even second-guessing in the moment. This was, what the hell's he doing right now? And I don't, you could count on one hand the time I've seen Sean McVay do something and say, well, that doesn't seem like a good idea. And it happened twice yesterday.
Kingsbury was better than McVay. Kyler Murray was, I don't know how much better than Matthew Stafford, but you can't play as good as Kyler Murray was yesterday.
He was fantastic.
A game that you thought, hey, this is going to set up. You're 4-0. Okay, you're going to got this tough game going into Seattle. Ended up being a shellacking by the Arizona Cardinals that now, listen, it changes week to week. A week ago, last week, we're sitting here and we're saying Rams are the best team in football. There's no question about it. Now everybody's going to sit back and say the Cardinals are the best team in football. Rightfully so. You can make that case that they are the best.
The only undefeated team in the
NFC.
Only
undefeated, and they took care of, obviously, the Los Angeles Rams on the road. It's going to change week to week. I thought yesterday should have been a healthy eye-opener for the Los Angeles Rams, that you're not the biggest and the baddest in the league. You actually got a long way to go, and luckily it's only week four.
I thought there were two really important things that took place at SoFi Stadium in that game yesterday. I'm going to tell you exactly what both of them are when we come back. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know if there's anything I want to see less than Chris's DMs on Instagram. I think that's right near the bottom of the list on things I need to see.
Every night he screenshots them and sends them to me. We analyze them together in the morning.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. When the knock on the door at 3 o'clock, sir, we'd like to discuss some of your Instagram activity. it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I have a bone to pick with you. You ready?
Yeah, ready.
Emily can vouch for this, the accuracy of what I'm about to say, because she was sitting just down on the table from Kirk and myself yesterday during the Rams pregame show. And at first...
Doing the Lakers pregame show when you were doing that.
Yeah. So, but I think that I deserve credit for creating Ask Slee and promoting Ask Slee. Mm-hmm. No one has been a bigger advocate for Ask Slee than Travis
Rogers.
That
is true.
That's
fair.
That
is true.
Okay,
yep.
Good. That's a good starting point. But it's turned. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm sitting there doing the pregame show, people are coming up here, and here is the response that I've gotten from just about everybody that comes by. Hey, Trav, love the show. Mm-hmm. Where's Sliwa? Mm. Not, hey, Trav, love you and Sliwa. It's love the show, where's Sliwa? And then very quickly it transitions into Ask Slee is my favorite segment. Slee's hilarious. Slee kills that segment every single time you do it. I don't like that you're getting all the credit for this.
If I was there, this is what would happen. If I was at the Rams pregame show yesterday, you'd be like, hey, Al, great to have you here. This is awesome. Kirk and I are going to talk some football here. You grab me a water. Grab me a water over there.
No.
I think there's a couple.
You have fans.
Go around the other side of the – I think the water is in the other side of SoFi. If you can go down – Inglewood Drive. There's not an Inglewood Drive.
So yesterday, I'm sitting there, break comes. Mike from the Department of Water and Power, DWP.
Okay.
He comes up to me yesterday. He's so fired up. He loves the station. I listen all day.
Awesome.
You guys are my favorite show. I love Ask Slee. Ask Slee is my favorite segment. And so, Mike, while I appreciate you coming by, Mike from DWP, and giving us the love, I don't like that it was directed exclusively at you. It makes me feel a certain way.
Mike has to raise his standards a couple notches. I think you will soon find out that there's other things that that are better. No, we appreciate the love, and I know you get it. It was actually cool yesterday. I was talking about this for a brief second. 16,000 fans at Staples Center yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know the last time Staples Center? Do you know
when AD missed a three against the Nets before
against
it all shut
Brooklyn,
down? Yeah.
That's right. He misses the three against Brooklyn. Do you understand that going through a season last year, forget the Orlando bubble year because we're doing everything from inside the studio trying to, you know, John and Michael as best as they can, calling the games from inside the studio, right? Where the environment was always being inside of an arena. how about being inside of an arena where there's nobody? I'm like, why don't we just do this worst. At the local YMCA and save the electricity bill at Staples Center?
It's so funny. So, you know, I get to do the Rams pregame show. We get there early, and I have to walk through SoFi Stadium to get to our – and there's nobody in there other than the people that are working the concession stands and all that. They're getting set up to do their day of work. It's weird to be in a stadium with no people. It's always very, very odd. But
it was great yesterday, even though it was a preseason game. 16,000 fans. Last year when you were in the playoffs against Phoenix, I think you were maxed out at maybe 7,500 fans or something.
Crowds are good. So the two things that took place during the game yesterday that I came away with. Okay. Number one, Arizona's much better than I thought. Kyler Murray has improved dramatically from last season.
How about the swag the Cardinals had?
Absolutely.
All over. I mean, it almost felt like there's kind of a vibe that the Cardinals had. We're supposed to be here. Nope, we'll look at the baddest team in the NFL. We'll walk into your new house, your $5 billion home, and we'll come out not just squeaking out a win, dominating, you could say, for four quarters. I was incredibly impressed as well.
They looked like the better team yesterday, more or less from the opening kickoff. They were in complete control of that game in the second half. They were in control of that game for most of the second quarter, and it didn't look like something weird was happening. It just looked like they were giving it to them. This was not this is a bad day. I mean, it was. Matt Stafford was not good. There was a whole bunch of Sean McVay decisions that we'll get to, a decision that I didn't think were good. But this was not – it was exactly like the Tampa game, just the other direction.
100%.
Where one team looked decidedly better than the other. The other part of it that jumps out at me, not just that Arizona is much better than I thought, that NFC West is going to be a grind. There are four really good teams in that division. Seattle got off to a weird start, but they went into San Francisco yesterday and won a tough game. Mm-hmm. Arizona's the only unbeaten team in the NFC. I know that the Rams got killed yesterday. Rams are good.
Rams are fine. They'll be fine.
The Rams are a good team that had a bad day, then they got beat by a very good team.
You know which game I'm most looking forward to now? Let me just kind of pretend and just let me jump to the schedule. What's the date that the Rams are in Arizona? Because there's going to be there's going to be some, okay, we want some payback. We want to do what DeAndre Hopkins and some of these other guys from Arizona were doing, where they were just looking into the crowd like, keep it down, everybody. Keep it down here at SoFi. Just to kind of play off of what you just said, the NFC West, tell me a better division in football, first of all.
The only one that could even maybe get close enough is the one we're getting tonight at SoFi, is the AFC West.
Okay, so with that in mind, you got this Thursday night game. It's going to be a short turnaround for the Rams. You win that game in Seattle, you're 4-1. Mm-hmm. That means your first five games with Tampa part of the schedule,
three tough ones.
With Seattle part of the schedule, Arizona, that means you're 4-1, and at worst, you're a game behind Arizona, depending what Arizona does this weekend against San Francisco.
Correct.
You lose that game, you're 3-2.
Seattle's
3-2 with a hypothetical, right? Tiebreaker they have just because they have that one win against you.
Yep.
Arizona then has a two-game advantage on you. San Francisco beats them.
And that's where I keep coming back to it. And
which I don't think they will.
I agree with you. I think that the game coming up on Thursday, we're going to spend a lot of time on that this week.
Oh, how good is this week?
It's going to be fantastic.
Wednesday night, Thursday night. I mean, there's so many good stuff going
on
right now.
Lakers on Friday night for you. Preseason game number 2, 86 left to go.
Don't you jump the Suns game on Wednesday, Lakers-Suns, which then leads to the Dodgers and the Cardinals.
We've got all of that. Here's the rub. And I agree with you that after the 3-0 start, the win against Tampa, best team in the NFL that everybody's saying. And I was part of the chorus too. If they do lose back-to-back games, if they do go up to Seattle and lose it will feel bad. I'm not pretending that it won't. But I'm telling you, whoever wins that NFC West is going to have four or five losses. Nobody is coming through this thing.
You're right. That's a good point.
With two losses, three losses.
No.
The division's too difficult. Mm-hmm. You could win that division at 12-5. I wouldn't be shocked if the division winner comes out of that thing at 11-6. Those are four good teams. They're all going to pick each other off.
I don't want to make this sound stupid, but if they lose on Thursday to Seattle and you're 3-2, it's a disappointing start to the season.
I wouldn't go that far.
If they go 3-2 after already beating Tampa, losing two games in a row, both of them divisional, you don't think it's a disappointing start?
No, I don't, because you're on the right side of 500. You beat the defending Super Bowl champs. You've shown a lot of really good football. It would be something far less.
You'd be disappointed that they're 3-2. If I'd have told you before the season started that they're 3-2, I don't think you would have signed up for it.
I think this is the five most difficult game stretch of their season. I think that it's still early.
Still have at San Francisco. No, still do. Have at Green Bay.
I get it.
Still have.
There are, but they're not stacked up three in a row like this. This is the part where you go bang, bang, bang. I would prefer 4-1, obviously, but I don't think 3-2 is, what the hell's going on with this team? I think it's they had two divisional games. Arizona caught them flat-footed. The Rams looked gassed yesterday. They just did not look good at all.
Just win in Seattle. That's all I'm saying.
Win in Seattle and everything is – you're right back into the conversation as best team in the league. I still believe, even though they got crushed yesterday, that they're one of the best teams in the league.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying that this Seattle game is – for the regular season early on, it might go down as one of the more important games all season because of losing that game against Arizona. By the way, could I just say this? Funches, do you have any type of anything that any kind of sound there that has some type of clapping or some type of cheering? Anything. If you got something, just give it to me. Travis, we have gone 24 minutes. Actually, at 5 minutes on top of that, we've gone 29 minutes. Talked Dodgers, talked Rams. And my man at no point brought up Jared Goff. What an accomplishment, everybody.
What
an accomplishment. What a great day. You even brought up the Detroit Lions and Million Dollar Mondays.
Yeah.
And you didn't talk about Jared Goff.
Look, it's about Matt
my
Stafford.
Friends, is a great way to start the week.
It's about Matthew Stafford. It's about his development as the Rams quarterback. It's about bouncing back.
Everybody left. Everybody left. By the time the ovation came, everybody already took off.
It's just, you know, this is part of sports. Resiliency. Recovering from a bad day.
I don't know why I was getting the tweets last night and you weren't even tagged on them of how many people saying, how long do you think Travis will find a way to bring up Jared Goff in the loss against the Arizona Cardinals.
Look, I'm just saying that there's exactly one winless team in the league. Two. Jacksonville, which has their own issues.
What a shocker. Detroit is part of that mix.
The crazy part is they could have won at least two of those games, maybe three. Speaking of Urban Meyer, kind of an interesting moment over the weekend for him that had nothing to do with football. We'll get into that next. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Will you let John Facenda do his thing?
Don't you dare cut off Chris in the middle of this chat.
That was
live.
I was upset that Chris was interrupting John Facenda and the autumn wind is a Raider. I wanted to listen to that.
This kind of fires me up.
It's a big game tonight, isn't it?
It is a big game.
It really has a buzz to it. It's
so
awesome.
So there's a couple things going on. We all know, Chargers and the Raiders, Funches and I.
What's going on?
We're head-to-head right now in fantasy football. I cannot tell you. I've known Funches for a long time. The dirty looks I'm getting this morning.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
The things he says under his breath when I walk away. The Slee, you got no shot tonight. I'm like, bro, it's just fantasy football. Relax. He's at a whole different level.
You know, like how you see like LeBron and KD just hamming it up in a sideline before games? We're not doing any of that today.
No.
You guys
no,
are
all
opposite
business.
Sides. Well, I think there's anything
he looked at me the way Lambeer looked at Scottie Pippen back in the late 80s. That's how he looked at me.
Yeah, well, look, let's get it on.
Scared the hell out of me.
Let's get it on. I very much want one of you guys to come through that door tomorrow morning looking at the other one like they're less than.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
So just to play off what Chris was just saying right there, is it just me? Or does this Raiders – okay, I got my theory of why I think the Raiders-Chargers game has a feel for it tonight that maybe we haven't had in a little while. This is the first time the Raiders are going to play at their second home, SoFi. Might actually be their first home. Las Vegas Raiders might be their second home. SoFi might be their first home, okay?
You're
and
not
I'm not lying here. Whether it's 80% Raider fans or it's not, these are two good squads. You know, I don't know how sold I am on the Raiders – but they're 3-0. They beat Baltimore. They beat Pittsburgh. Who's that third win that they had? Miami.
Miami.
Okay, took care of Miami. Then you got the Chargers.
Who stinks, by
Chargers
the way.
Have one loss. Their loss was against Dallas. Could have won that game easily.
Who's good?
Should have won that game. Right. I think they're 3-1 now. They got wins at KC last week. They beat Washington to start off the year. It's a hyped-up game, and I feel like part of this just has to do with you got two really good teams. ESPN's done a fantastic job promoting it. And, you know, you said the best division in football, there might be a question that, okay, well, maybe if it's not the NFC West, it's the AFC West. I think this is a good one tonight.
Well, look, the Chiefs are in last place. That tells you all you need to know about how good this division is, at least through the early part. Denver's clearly the weak link in this chain, but they're 3-1. They had their first loss of the season. This is a big game for a variety. Number one, let's just put the Raiders are still incredibly popular in Los Angeles. They are arguably the most popular team in town. The Rams have made an incredible amount of inroads in this and picking up fans, but the Raiders are a big deal in Los Angeles. But like you said, the Chargers are good, and they have a dude. This is the thing. This is how you're not going to flip the switch in one night. Mm-hmm. The Chargers aren't going to win the game tonight, and all those Raider fans throw their silver and black jersey in the trash and go buy a Justin Herbert jersey. But you can start to gain a few people here and there that will turn on it because it's Monday Night Football. That's the other big part of it. And all of a sudden, you have a few more than you had a day ago. You have a few more this season than you had last season. And Justin Herbert's the guy that's going to pull you along if you can win some of these games. And it's going to be like a road game. He's going to have to do it in a hostile environment. It's going to be more Raider fans than Charger fans. I'm really curious. I want to get the phones going here because we talk so much about Chargers don't have fans. Are you out there? Are you going to show up tonight? 877-710-ESPN.
Good question.
877-710-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Or are the Raider fans going to take over? And you can do the representation here too.
Or how about this? If you're a Charger fan, and we know there's a very small minority of Charger fans out there, you're going to walk into a hostile environment at SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles. Your squad is 2-1. You got a chance now to take the division lead. And if you're a Raider fan who's going to this game as if the Raiders never left Los Angeles, what's that environment going to be like? And I think that's, you know, let these two fan bases talk a little trash to one another.
Let's see what the numbers are. I know that was it Vivid Seats or StubHub or one of those apps had it 75-25.
So according to that stat that you just threw at me, every 4 of 5 calls should be a Raider fan.
You would think. Well,
if it's that way.
3 of 4. 4 of 5 would be 80%.
Well, I said I think there's going to be 80% fans.
I missed that part of it. Travis Lee.
Not paying attention.
I guess not. It's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Very quickly, Urban Meyer has already had to issue an apology after 4 weeks of the season. One in the newspaper because his team stinks, and then earlier today because somebody surreptitiously recorded him on a cell phone getting a lap dance in a bar. Not a strip joint, but some woman kind of grinding up on him in a bar. And he had to apologize today for being a distraction.
It's either Urban Meyer or it's Jared Goff. One of the two are going to be brought up. One of the two are going to get brought up.
Let's talk about THT and how many points he had in the second quarter yesterday. Let's not talk about the one thing that was on the internet all day yesterday, Urban Meyer getting ground into dust by some random woman. I brought it up. Yeah, that's my fault. Let's try Vito in Isla Vista.
It was your video.
Vito, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, listen, I think in the time of so many celebrities just signing their name on a restaurant and not really doing anything, look at Urban Meyer. I mean, he's giving massages in his own restaurant. I thought it was very admirable of him.
Admirable is an interesting choice of words, Vito. I mean, detrimental, potentially divorce-inducing, who knows?
I mean, him and his wife are going to have to pray on it, just like he prayed on that young co-ed at his bar, you know?
All right, Vito, thank you for the call. Look, when you put yourself out there as the family guy, I got to spend some time with my family. Oh, I'm having a heart attack. I got to go over here and spend a little time with my family. And then you show up doing that. That phone call's coming. That phone call's coming. I mean, that's pretty aggressive, but you got nothing, Al? You're just going to sit there with that look?
Got nothing. What I do want, these Raiders and Charger fans to go at it. I really do.
I'm much more interested in Urban Meyer getting lap dances.
How about
in his restaurant?
Adam in Boyle Heights? Adam, what's going on? You're on the Travis and Sliwa show. What's going on, Adam? Are you Raiders? You Chargers here? Where's your affiliation?
Man, look, I'm gonna be straight up, man. I'm from LA. There's no Charger fans out here, man. I drive around for a living. I'm a service technician, and I've never seen a Dodger. A Charger, a cap, or a jersey. This is
they don't sell them in LA.
They don't. I don't even know why they came over here, to be honest with you. I am gonna go to the game tonight, and I'm excited because I'm going to be with like about 10 buddies of mine. Mm-hmm. But you know how Raiders and Chargers, man. I mean, there's going to be fights in the stadium. I'm not promoting it, but it's going to be bad.
Okay, Adam, I got a question for you. Let's put all that to the side for a second. How big of a game is this for the Raiders? How big is tonight, Monday Night Football, national stage? You're sitting 3-0, a chance to really take a 2-game lead in the division. How big is this game tonight for the Raiders?
I think this game is huge because even though I'm not a Charger fan, they do have a good squad. I think their quarterback's going to be a superstar in the making. Derek Carr's having an MVP type of year. The Raider defense is looking really good. It's huge for the Raiders, especially basically playing at home. And so I want to leave it with this. I grew up, like I said, here in Los Angeles. I grew up watching the Raiders in the Coliseum. I was born in 1980. So for me, the Raiders have always, had a stronghold here. And it's, back to saying how I drive around. I don't even see Clipper gear, and they play in Los Angeles. So, I mean, there it is there. I mean, it's the Raiders, the Dodgers, and the Lakers.
Appreciate you calling in. Thanks, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
So
that's
head coach of the NFL in his own bar, sitting there after starting 0-4, complaining to all the players about, let's keep this thing on track, let's stay focused, let's not let this thing get away. Mm-hmm. The guy that before he'd coached the game was already getting asked
in
questions about leaving.
In Jacksonville.
And we're just going to pretend that that didn't happen yesterday? That's what we're doing?
We don't have to pretend it didn't happen. I just don't see I don't see the angle there.
The hypocrisy isn't interesting to you.
I don't see the angle there.
I'm dumbstruck. I'm completely dumbstruck. If Sean McVay was in that situation, we're just, they're not going to do
that. No, if Sean McVay, it's
an NFL head coach. There's only 32 of these guys. This is the guy that's told a lie from the moment he showed up at every job he's ever been to.
I don't think I'm surprised by anything Urban Meyer does.
It is my favorite story. My favorite thing, though, is Ask Slee.
And we got, by the way, we'll take more of your guys' calls coming up at 10:55 if you're a Chargers, Raider side. Plus, we got a lot of Dodgers we want to get into. Kershaw, a lot more to break down.
Travis Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Ask Slee coming up next. All right, Al, dealer's choice. Would you like to start with a tweeted Ask Slee, which you can send to @TravisRogers, @AlanSliwa, or a phone call Ask Slee?
I'm going to go phone call, and let me just throw this out there. We have a lot of Charger fans that just basically lit up the phone lines. No Raider fans. I don't see one Raider fan on there.
Let's focus on the important things like Ask Slee. Francis in Glendale, you're up first on Ask Slee. What's going on, Francis?
Hey, party people.
Party people. I like that. That's a good start.
Hashtag Ask Slee. Does Patriots linebackers coach Steve Belichick look like a carnival ride operator who doesn't bother giving out safety instructions?
Francis, it's a good question. I had a similar question pop into my mind yesterday. Yes is the answer.
Yeah, well,
he didn't give out the instructions. He just kind of skipped through the steps. It's a great observation, and I appreciate him bringing that up
Steve
on the show.
Steve Belichick got a lot of camera time last
night. Yeah, he did.
He got a lot of that.
Well, what was he doing?
I don't know what's going on with his face. It was a lot of active tongue work going on with Steve Belichick. He had his tongue out of his mouth a lot last
night. And
it
who doesn't
awkward.
Think in a nationally televised game with Tom Brady coming back to Foxborough that if you stick your tongue out and make that facial expression that you're not going to get on camera?
I'm confused by what I saw. Let's just leave it.
Very confused.
I'm not quite sure where I want to go with this, but I was very confused.
I feel like he's trying to give out
saw.
Signals with his tongue. Like he's trying to call plays just
Could
with
be.
His tongue.
Could be.
All right, here comes John. Would you rather wear braces for a year or wear a Phantom of the Opera mask like Richard Hamilton for 1 year?
Yeah, I'll take the braces. Yeah, we'll just spend about 30 minutes trying to get everything out of my teeth. I could probably use braces. So I think this is one that I'm all in on the braces.
Yeah, I think
so. You ever had
so.
Braces?
No, I never did. I probably should have. I got my bottom row of teeth are moving around like they probably shouldn't.
I have a traffic jam down there.
That face mask thing looks terrible. I wouldn't want to wear that for a day, much less a year. Give me the braces.
Oh, I got to tell a story. I'll tell it later because if I tell it now, everybody's going to say, well, Al's telling stories in the middle of Ask Slee, so I'll tell it later.
Here's Danny. Danny writes, does Slee leave the porch light on when he's out of town so that people think that he's home?
The porch light on, the kitchen light is on. I'll keep the oven on if I have to. Want everybody to know I'm still home.
That buzzing on, it's 95 degrees in the house because the oven's been running for a week.
Air conditioning's on. So I'm trying to cover around the corner. It's like, okay, here the AC is on. Yeah, we're going to try the next home.
You need the TV on too, right?
We
don't talk today. We have a fantasy football showdown tonight.
I'll talk to you, folks. Yes, yes, you leave the TV on. Look, when I was home alone this weekend for a good portion of it.
You told me about it. You had some good stories.
I enjoyed myself. Yeah. And yes, I leave the TV on all day long because it feels like there's somebody else home. It's the right way to do it. Darb writes, morning. If Slee is at a light and the car turns green, but the car in front of him doesn't move, how many seconds before you lay on the horn?
3 seconds. It's a 3 second thing. You just won 1,000, two 1,000. As I'm getting to three, little double honk, you know, like a quiet double honk. We already talked about this. The long stall honk is you're ready for some biz. Like this guy could jump out any time of the car, and we could have a couple quick one, like a, you know. Yeah, that was kind of like a
heads up. Hey,
it's a courtesy.
It's green. Let's keep it moving.
Not keep it moving.
That's I'd like to fight.
It's a courtesy.
Yeah, that's the one that gets the guy out of his car, walking back to your car.
Let me give you an example. Remember on Friday, I was telling the story about going to a Chargers game in San Diego, and Raider fans were telling me you can't park here, even though the game was located in San Diego, California.
Uh-huh.
I'm not honking at any of these.
Move.
People. I'm not a long honk. No, I'm slowly just turning around and going.
Love this. Here's a new name. Romello 5 says, hey, Slee, if you and Trav went to the same high school, would you have been friends? Hashtag ask Slee.
I think we would have.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I have a feeling kind of similar personalities, not too much of an ego. The problem would have been you because you would have been.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
In your high school world, you know, you're a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And you're probably walking around with your Letterman jacket on. You're trying to let everybody know, hey, I got a big game I'm starting on Friday.
Everybody already knew, but go ahead.
And I'm, you know, I'm trying to get off the bench at Granite Hills High School, scratching
go
a
Eagles.
Few minutes.
Go Eagles.
Scratching a few minutes. So you could have definitely had your nose up a little bit. I could see you having your nose up
so
a little bit.
So one of my good buddies, Brian Beckner, has said that I was basically every 80s movie bully, like a composite of that guy. I was the guy from Just One of the Guys. It's basically William Zabka in the late 80s. And he's not far. I didn't pick on people. That really wasn't my thing. But put it to you this way. I was pretty pleased with myself when I was in high school.
Okay, but can I say something? You're the kind of guy I could see anybody calls you out, then you're done. Like, there's no – if you're going to try to bully somebody, you're not the type of bully that's actually a bully.
No.
You're basically like, okay, you know what? This guy's a good guy. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, I think we would have gotten along. We would have talked about the Lakers and the Dodgers or maybe the Padres if we were down into Granite Hills along the way. All right, Big E, I'm glad Slee was back in Staples Center. Hashtag ask Slee. Did you leave an eviction notice for the Clippers? Dear Mr. Ballmer, your tenure at Staples Center expires on. Did you leave him one of those?
I did not. But my question to you is when you were at SoFi, did you leave Dean Spanos a, hey, this is my Venmo account. Get your rent in. It's October 4th.
Yeah. You know, rent's due on the 1st. We do have a grace period until the 5th. But after that, we start accruing late fees.
It's $50 a day, Mr. Spanos. Screw this up.
Manuel in Gardena has Wood Slee Stack. We know who this one's from, right? Rather rock a purple suit in public or a leather jean and tank top. If leather jeans is they're leather pants. They're not jeans by definition or
and
denim,
a tank
right?
top?
Yeah.
Yeah, purple suit.
Purple suit, you could probably pull that off. If you guys look, you guess can't,
I can.
It can't be like that Laker purple. That's pretty aggressive, but you could get something more blue.
You can get away with a Laker purple at a Laker game. What I can't get away with is a tank top at Staples Center, and just not.
He might look like the Joker, though, if he has that purple suit on.
Could be.
All right, it's National Taco Day. Question, hard shell or soft? Hashtag ask Slee.
Easy. Yeah, these are easy. It's a soft shell. Just simple corn tortilla, guys. We don't got to – let's not overthink this.
We can overthink it, and we probably should. We should probably break down salsas and condiments
we can definitely
and all of these
do that.
Other things. Where does chicken fall in this? Ahead of fish, behind fish, carnitas, al pastor, lengua. We know that carne asada is the goat, so we're just going to move on from that. Yeah. But there's
How you did that. I like how you gave all the other ones because you're like, look
done.
Tom Brady, that's it. We're done.
It's the Tom Brady of tacos.
We're not having a conversation.
That's exactly right. But we will break down the other options on National Taco Day. Hard shell or soft, flour or corn. There's a whole bunch of questions that need to be answered. Ask Slee is brought to you by Kia of Carson. This summer, find your next car or SUV at Kia of Carson. Hurry in to Kia of Carson for the best selection off the 405 at the Carson exit. Go to KiaofCarson.com.
Okay, this is what we'll do. We got a lot of Charger fans that I think kind of want to run their mouth a little bit because when I said well, there's not many Charger fans here. Obviously, this is a Raider town. First caller that we had said he's going to the game. He doesn't even see anybody rock their gear. Chargers-Raiders tonight, Monday Night Football game, and there is a ton of Charger fans that want to talk a little smack here, so we're going to let them do it. When we come back, stay right here. We got a lot of Dodgers that we're going to get into as well. Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.